Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Come on.
You got another thing coming. Back into the door.
Here now.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, now.
Boy.
Request denied.
Oh, yeah, they signed that.
Okay, we apologize.
Bye.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. Yeah. The Fan.
Mets tied it up. How you feeling?
We're back.
6-6.
I told you we're back. I never had any doubt.
Brandon Nimmo.
6-1, I was confident. I was like, we're fine.
It's only in the fifth. But.
Oh, believe me, there's plenty of time for us to screw this up.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just squirting. And I saw, you know.
Boy, that's something.
You know our.
Well, I had to squirt.
Who's the company next to us? Esco?
Esco. I can squirt or suck, yes. They had a big press conference today.
Yeah. I was just out. Well, I wasn't out there. I was walking by. We have big glass doors here so we can see out there.
Yeah.
Out to our front steps.
Like a patio cocktail party situation
yes.
going on, right?
Do you know who's out there?
No.
No.
Prominent fella.
Do they work at Esco or just?
No, I don't know anybody who works at Esco.
I was going to say, who?
I didn't know Esco was this big of a deal, but our fearless leader, Mayor Keith Wilson, is out there.
We're out of town.
Okay.
Should we try to flag him down?
No.
I want to talk to him about my homeless ideas.
Well,
he's out there.
Hmm.
At least he was. I think they're kind of wrapping it up now, but yeah, so if you see tonight Esco on the news,
yeah,
that's our building here in
yeah.
Northwest Portland.
We're
over off of Thurman.
I'd like to say that the mayor was a coward by refusing to come on and discuss homelessness with me, calling him out.
Every time I pass their building now, I still think of your Santa Claus sleigh idea.
Yeah, Esco makes Santa Claus sleighs.
I stand by that that's
painted
what that
green.
Looks like.
Painted in
color
green.
Color scheme-wise, you're not wrong.
It's painted in green and red. Actually, it's, what are they, like?
They make excavators.
Yeah.
They don't make the excavator. They just make the the scoop.
Well, apparently they're a big deal. They got Keith Wilson to come out.
Hmm.
He was all suited up out there. Do you ever watch people in an environment like that? You know, like, because they got tables and drinks
sure.
and everything.
Yeah.
They're all, everybody's all dolled
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we had to park on the other side of the building today.
I don't know. It's kind of funny to, I don't know. I was observing for a second before I had to come back in here, and it's just funny to me to watch people and, because, like, it's not an authentic setting, right? Like, it's not
It's forced and fake.
Yes.
It's like, it's a planned, hey, we're going to make this a public appearance. We're going to have these statements.
Right.
But it's not, like, genuine schmoozing.
But this is after the press conference. So they're all just standing out there drinking, and, there's lots of hand motions, and,
sure. yeah.
and everybody's, hugging.
It's all very produced.
Yes. You can just see, like, the ladder climbing and the sucking up and the, well, Mr. Mayor,
I think you're a handsome man and very important.
There's Heaven a lot love of your policy on.
Yeah, like you get into those environments, it's like, what can you do for me? Right, that's what people are thinking. Oh, here's they're networking. They're trying to climb the ladder.
But the weirdest thing is, everyone knows that the other person isn't being authentic, and yet they still engage in the weird, you know,
that has always been so strange to me. Like that's why I don't like those environments much. It's so true. Everybody knows what is happening.
Yeah.
It's all a big game.
Yeah.
And yet we're all still playing it.
It's also why you and I will never ladder climb or be anyone of any importance.
I just don't like playing that game.
No. Whenever we would go to like the national title game or like the Pac-12 media day, that's why no one likes it. That's just because that's all that is. And then there's us.
Why do so many people, like, why is that?
I don't know.
What?
It's
why?
Like, it's some sort of weird, generally accepted, like, best practices, and everyone does it. And
it's just so fake.
It really is. I am totally with you. Like, whenever you go to, like, but company work parties are a little bit like that, too, where you have to pretend that because you work in the same building that you, like
you want to talk to each other.
You want to talk to each other, and you're like, oh, my God.
But you don't really.
You don't really. You're like, it's...
Yeah, but at least that, it's like, okay, look, I should probably show you some respect. Here's a night to show each other some respect.
Sure, here's an open bar and one of those.
We get the bit.
Do you ever? Well, your lady doesn't actually have an office. Buck, have you had to go to like your significant other's like work parties?
Once, yeah, I went to one Christmas party, but it was like out at a restaurant. It wasn't in their building.
Yeah.
So I had been around her coworkers, but it wasn't in her actual work setting.
Because this is new for me. The BTJ is the first person that I've ever, like, dated that actually had, like, a real job.
And she has, like, a bunch of work functions, right?
Yeah, she has, like, a bunch of work functions, and therefore I have to come be the plus one, and
so
boy,
you gotta be in those environments.
I gotta be in those, and you it's double weird when you're I don't even work there. I'm just, like, that weird goon in the corner,
well,
and I'm
but
like,
if you don't work there, then the pressure's kind of off. You're not really? Ladder...
Oh, no.
Well, no, you're not ladder climbing, you're not glad handing for any selfish
no, but there's
selfish
also pressure
reasons.
To fit into the conversations
yes,
and stuff. And like,
yeah.
Oh, believe me, out of your depths a little bit.
I get schooled by the BTJ as we're getting ready to walk into a place. The list of do's and don'ts that I get on any given day, I'm like, oh my God.
What is it? You get like hot lumber updates or something like that?
Oh,
what
is it?
What does she do?
What?
Hot lumber?
She's in the wood business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talking lumber out there?
Talking lumber. And then I like all
hey,
this
slinging that wood.
I'm out there. Yeah, she's out there slinging that wood. And then I'm thrown into that. I would honestly rather it be, like, at least if it's your work, you know everyone. The other way, it's just like you're like, I'm the wife. I'm just like, yeah. And then people start awkward conversations with you, and you're like, I don't even know who you are.
Well, does she do the thing, like, here's my guy, he works in sports radio, and then all the people want to talk sports with you?
Bingo.
Yeah, you're just a show pony.
Just there.
Now they get to fire off their hot takes at Souk.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Oh, sports, huh? Let me tell you my idea about baseball.
You know what I think the Blazers should really do next year?
Oh, get a lot of Blazers.
Oh,
stuff.
The Blazers, yes.
A lot,
oh,
lot,
my God.
A lot of Blazers stuff.
So what do you think? Like, what do you think? Like, well, they suck. What do you think I think?
Yeah.
You watch them?
So I'm telling you, that the smooshing thing is one thing, but when you have to smooze on the behalf of someone else, I'm telling you, it's even harder. I didn't appreciate the... Because we don't really even have, like... Like, we're not a real company. Like, we're on radio.
What?
We're on radio, for God's sake.
We're a real company.
Kinda.
Are you kidding me?
I go to their holiday party every year. And
we're not on the New York Stock Exchange anymore, but don't ask why.
When I go to the holiday party, it's a stressful thing.
Our holiday party here?
No.
Over there.
Yeah, the missus holiday party.
Yeah. Well, I think it's stressful for you because you probably have a hard time containing your willingness or your urge to do bits and make fun of people.
Yeah.
So that, I'm guessing that's hard for you. It's like putting an alcoholic at a bar.
Exactly.
Like you can't.
And all of those functions have open bars, which means not only are you getting me at that event, but you're getting me lathered up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get a lot of these.
It's hard.
Slow down. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Slow
what
down.
Are you, my mom?
How about, mind your own damn business.
If somebody else at someone else's work function is worrying about how much the plus one
That's
is drinking,
right.
they got their own problems.
Don't monitor me.
Exactly.
What am I, six?
Mashing this gas.
Two Let's people go. Can cut you off, the bartender and your significant other. No one else needs to matter.
And the bartender's probably full of it when they do.
Yeah.
This is unfair, but all right.
We had one at the last holiday party, so they're... they do a really nice job. Their company is great, and they do, like, they have a kick-ass setup. And, like, you go to the bar, and the bar has, like, you know, they got, like, four drinks that they're making, and then you can get your beers or whatever. And one of the cocktails they're making with, well, it's just, there's whiskey involved. So I calmly asked the bartender, how about we just skip the other stuff, and we just start pouring whiskey? And the guy was like,
Oh no.
Oh, all right. And so he, like, it poured me a shot of whiskey, and I had to ask him, I'm like, look, we can do this where you pour me a glass of whiskey and then I come back 2 minutes later, or you can just pour me a lot of whiskey and we can both save the time. And, like, things like that, I think when you are at the company, you may not be comfortable, but like you said, when you're the plus one, when you're just the pretty, pretty princess, what do I got to lose? Yeah, let's just start pouring some Four Fingers and let's get this party off right.
Tech says, I deal with this all the time. I work in the wine industry, but not at a winery. I'm a farmer. So people will schmooze with me thinking I'm somebody. Then once I get it through to their head that I'm just a farmer, they're done with me usually. LOL. That's, yeah, it's like you can tell people's agendas.
Yeah.
Oh, You can't get me wine?
No.
I'll move on to this bald man over here who's drinking whiskey. See what he can do for me. Oh, do you have tickets to the Blazers I could have?
That's why the correct answer at those things is just get as drunk as possible early on.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
Exactly. I'm keeping that. That's becoming my new favorite quote.
It kind of sounds like a Sukhism.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pretty aren't.
Yeah, you pretty
that,
are.
I'm going to have that crocheted on a pillow somewhere.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
It can only good happen. I love that. That's phenomenal.
You know, somebody points out, it is true, though. The holiday party is kind of one of your only glimpses into other people's spouses.
Yes.
At your company. Mm-hmm. And that can be very entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, because you have an idea of someone, mm-hmm. like someone in sales or whatever, and then you see their spouse and you go, oh, or you talk to their spouse and you're like, oh.
Oh, this is what's happening.
They party. Or like, oh, wow, that's not who I saw her with. You know?
Yeah.
The other element, too, is depending on how many social functions your company has, it can be really revealing about the type of person you work with outside of work. Like, you might know someone from their interactions you have with them every day, but then they start to tie one on, and you're like, whoa, Bill gets after it.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. Yeah, there's always that one or two that your opinion of them will change, like, at
okay,
the holiday party.
I think he's kind of cool.
Because they hammer drinks, and you didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Ours was... freaking what's his nuts over there?
Old what's his nuts?
I forgot.
Yeah, that helps.
Forgot his name. They fired him, but
old what's his nuts?
Rocco.
Mike Rocco. Oh! I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
no.
No, Chuck. Wasn't it Chuck that got all
house? He just retired. I don't think they fired him.
I think they fired him.
Did they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was. I don't know.
He was our comp controller.
Maybe so. No, he's our comptroller.
Everything's computer.
He's from Compton.
Everything is. What is it?
He's
is it
from Compton.
Comp?
Well, Chuck is an animal.
Yeah.
And we learned. I don't know. It's just like you don't hang out with Chuck outside of work, and then you hang out with Chuck outside of work, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Chuck's
a big whiskey enthusiast, right?
Yeah. Parties, day? Man.
Well, we had.
He's a big dude, too.
We had Jeff's going away party at Great Notion, and the bar that I drink at, Jerry's, is literally across the street. So after that finished up, I merely said, well, if anyone wants, I'm continuing this evening over at Jerry's. And it was surprising who decided to come along.
Yeah, the ones you least expect.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I was like, all right, like this is happening. Okay. And to see those people, like you're on like they're on your home turf, it is an interesting
road game.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
You perform differently.
Yeah.
Like Dante Moore on
Saturday. Absolutely. There's some pressure. And let's say some people were a bit disappointing.
Oh, who'd you have?
I don't want to call out names, but...
The Russian?
I'm just saying, I was a little interesting.
I mean, she's Russian. She should be able to pound, right? They drink like fish over there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to stop.
No, we're not.
Got a lot of friends. They're fat.
All right. It's the Rapture. It's here. Next on The Fan. I'm watching videos of Ed Orgeron getting the crowd pumped up at the Ryder Cup.
Is this the U.S. secret weapon? Is
on Tuesday.
Ogeron?
Well, they have him there.
Is that the oddest fit for Ryder Cup hype man?
Well, especially in New York.
Yeah.
He's a Cajun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look,
it's like two different countries.
Is there an element of
Go Tigers?
When it's the Ryder Cup, you pull out all the stops, right? And isn't the last stop at Ogeron?
And also, can I point out it's Tuesday? The tournament doesn't start till Friday, and
you gotta heckle the practice rounds, man.
He's in the stands, getting everybody going to USA, USA, USA.
Well, you got to start building momentum now.
So weird.
This is the pregame, right?
Well, I don't get day rain, man. Cold, hey, man.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. You got to
Team Europe by a million.
Wow. You can get them plus 170. Very un-American of me, but I will be playing the Euros.
You're going against the U.S. simply because of Ed Ogeron.
No, I think you...
No, because they're a way better team, and that's the smart play.
Europe has the better team, but...
do they have Ed Ogeron?
Wrong team favorite.
They definitely don't have Ed Ogeron, nor do they want Ed Ogeron.
Go Tigers!
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Who's Europe's Ed Ogeron?
If you had to put together a Mount Rushmore of random people... Like, let's say I'm competing, like, in I don't know, like, whatever random tournament you compete in. I have some sort of competition.
Skipping championships.
Yeah, and I had to have a Mount Rushmore of random people that have nothing to do with what I'm about to do.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusa who never got past number one.
I'm not certain that Ed Ogeron isn't on that list.
Hundo P.
Like, if I'm going to a jiu-jitsu tournament and someone's like, hey, Sook. Like, yeah, what? He goes, we got a secret guy to corner for you. Like, who's that? And they're like, and then Ed Ogeron comes around the corner? I'm like, dude, me by a million. Let's go. I want Ed Ogeron cheering for me. I think this is a secret. Who else would you want? Random. That makes no sense to be in your corner.
Yeah, pick a Mount Rushmore of U.S. cheerleaders for the Ryder Cup.
I would say The Rock. He's
the
like
Rock,
dude. He's freaking Mr. America. He's Captain America.
Yeah, but The Rock is so bland and boring.
Yeah, he's too polished and guarded.
Man, what's
you,
a Rock?
You tell me, Rock wouldn't get everybody all fired up?
Oh, no.
Maybe not.
The Rock's lame.
Oh my God, The Rock is lame.
He is
what
lame.
On earth?
I don't want The Rock.
All right,
give me Ed. And again, The Rock is a huge deal. Just give me Ed Ogeron. Everyone's a big. Because everyone be like, oh my God, it's The Rock. Someone's going to be like, dude, is that Ed Ogeron? Yeah, it is. Let's go.
I'm trying to think.
Would you want Mike Gundy out there?
That's not bad. He's a mullet.
He's man. I'm 40. Like, dude, I just think Ed Ogeron is like the perfect amount of randomness that you could get in something like that. Like an actor that you haven't heard of for like forever, and then like all of a sudden you're like,
well, there is one actor they bring out for all these things all the time, and it's Will Ferrell. Like whenever there's like events and they want somebody to kind of like ham it up, it seems like he is always on call.
What about Ron Swanson?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
dude. Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He'd be great.
I know this is gonna be really weird, but I want Wayne Newton there again. Just.
Yeah?
Wayne Newton's weird plastic face.
Singing a tune?
Yeah, like all of a sudden someone's like, why is Wayne
creeping out the Euros?
I don't know, but he's there. And like Neil Diamond, ooh. What about like Steve Perry?
Neil has...
Oh yeah, he's got like...
I think he has Parkinson's.
Parkinson's or dementia.
What
or
about
something.
Kid Rock? Would he scare the Euros?
Oh God. That dude, don't...
It would scare me.
They might...
He's probably going to be there anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, they might do that.
Yeah.
Well, Scheffler's a Trumpy.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I sent you a clip today where he's talking about how he treats everyone so well.
No.
That's AI.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No.
Are you sure?
Look at his lips.
You sure?
No, I'm not, but look at his lips. although I did one, there is one person, I can't say who and I can't be too specific.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard, well, I shouldn't say this. There was one, I had a run-in with someone who is in golf.
Yeah.
Who once told me something about Scottie Scheffler that I have not heard anywhere else that I was like, ooh, I don't know about that.
Wow.
But it's, you know.
It's out there.
Maybe they're right. I don't know. I just dismissed it as I don't think they know what they're talking about. But maybe they do.
It's one of those late night bar hounds?
I don't know. Who else?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God. Give him to Europe.
Shia LaBeouf. I don't even know what he's doing now.
He had that thing where he was like going off the reservation, like he was at Mount Rushmore screaming, "Do it!" over and over again. You know,
yeah, that dude's
like,
Isn't
he all like roided up and stuff?
I think so.
Yeah, he's got some issues. He's got some stuff going on.
Ooh, Jack Black.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Get up
He'd
there,
be great.
He could lead some songs and stuff like that.
Freaking insane.
Danny McBride.
Oh, there. Yeah. Get him as
There's
many hours.
The one.
Yeah.
There's the one.
Yeah.
If you want to motivate me, give me Danny McBride.
When he's down in the Mexican leagues in Eastbound and Down and he comes out in his like Uncle Sam suit.
I am a real American.
Hulk Hogan.
I like that.
He's dead.
I like Danny McBride. That might be my favorite so far.
The Mets have taken the lead. Suck it, Cubs.
Oh. Maybe Dan Lanning out there? He was at the Phoenix Open a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a little busy.
I'll tell you what. I am not a guy that likes pregame speeches because I've never had experienced a good one. I like what Dan Lanning has going on, and I loathe pregame speeches.
What if he
does a really good job with that?
What if the U.S. rolled Corey Feldman out there with his guitar?
By the way, is Dancing with the Stars started? Did I miss Corey Feldman dancing on that?
You are asking the wrong person.
Do we send Charlie Sheen out there?
He was on Bill Maher the other night.
Yeah.
First of all, shockingly small man. Did you know how small he is?
All those Hollywood types are.
They kind of are, it seems like. But he is really small.
He seemed like a bigger dude, though.
No. Look at his little bird hands. Like, he's got tiny, weird-looking dude.
Well, Emilio Estevez is a little fella, and they're brothers, so.
Yeah, and Sheen, boy, I got to tell you, Mar was sucking up to him, and I don't get the Charlie Sheen.
I don't either.
I just don't get the bit. Like, he didn't really say much, anything interesting. His brain's fried from all the drugs he's done.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Why do we love Charlie Sheen?
I think it's because it's the train wreck thing. Like, you can't look away. And the idea that he got so successful while being as effed up and yet somehow he's still living.
Yeah.
Like, he's got AIDS and, like.
Yeah, they did talk about that.
Yeah.
But
he said, by the way, that he said. Again, I was watching that stupid documentary of his, like, kind of in the background, and he said something was, like, the worst thing that ever happened to him, and it wasn't AIDS. I'll see if I can find what it is. It was, like, the most weird random thing, like, something that was a mild inconvenience, and he goes, that's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Well, he claimed that the cartels cut him off because he was doing so many drugs. Was that the horrible thing that happened to him?
I'll see if I can find.
I guess, I don't know. I don't know why we glorify that. I mean, what? Is he interesting outside of just having done massive quantities of drugs?
And even if he were interesting, he's kind of an ass about it. He thinks he's great. He's not working. Like, what's cool
about
him right now?
They were treating him with such reverence on there. I was like, all right. I guess he wrote a book or something, maybe?
Yeah.
Does he have a memoir?
Never going to read it.
Something like that. And he's got the documentary. He is. He is a human piece of garbage. But it's amazing how often
with a huge head.
We celebrate that. And he's been like, he's been crappy to every person like in his life, and you know.
Yeah, it's weird. All right, now the rapture is here. Next, here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guys, today and possibly tomorrow is the rapture. I don't know if you guys are on TikTok at all.
Today and tomorrow?
Yeah, they're saying either day.
Oh. Okay.
Either day possible.
So the Lord the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Well, I don't know if you've been following. Probably haven't.
I have not.
The situation.
It's a little thing called Rapture Talk, and it's a corner of TikTok that is hotly anticipating the rapture. Believed to be today or tomorrow, and that is, for those that don't know, the belief that faithful Christians, living and dead, shall soon be swept up into the sky with Jesus.
Wait, if you're dead, how do you get Aren't you already in the sky?
I don't know.
How does that?
Maybe he's yanking him from hell. I'm not sure.
Why? Okay.
But TikTok is filled with videos of content creators who genuinely believe the world is coming to an end, and some are even selling their cars and quitting their jobs.
Yeah.
I had donating that. Assets.
What was the one when the, was it the Aztecs and the Mayans that had the calendar that ran out?
I think it was the Mayan calendar.
The Mayans.
Yeah. We have the, for a while there, we had the same tax guy. And I remember talking to him, and he said that there were people that were literally like, I don't need to worry about, like financial planning because it all ends.
It'll be done after that date.
Yes. And he was like, yeah, let's not do that. Like, they wanted to take out, they had people that wanted to take out, like, money out of their 401k and stuff to go on some trip. And he's like, you can't do that. And they're like, well, it's all going to end. Hey, man, it's a hell of a thing. Belief in the whatever
the
afterlife or
the phenomenon has caught the attention of the wider web, with outsiders tuning into Rapture Talk as though it is a reality TV series.
Oh, okay.
Many of the videos are surprisingly practical, showing believers taking careful steps to ensure that their anticipated disappearance won't leave a mess behind. I bet that is fun to watch.
Yeah, watch people be crazy. Although, isn't it kind of sad watching someone like...
Oh, I don't know.
No?
I mean, you know, believe what you believe.
Can you...
Maybe they're right.
Like, if you've been a terrible person, can you just do, like, the... like, can you fix everything in the span of, like, one day and be like, I'm sorry, and now, like, you know, take me up?
Non-believers.
Isn't the deal with God and Jesus that you can just repent at any time and you're good?
That's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on that whole deathbed repentance thing. But boy, I'll tell you what, if I get to the other side and it turns out that Mormonism thing is real, I'm in some trouble. Like, that's honestly, like, my biggest fear is I get to the other side and, like, Jesus and Joseph Smith are waiting for me, and I'm going to just be like, damn it.
And they're like, told you.
You know, at that point, just point me to the other way. I'm assuming they've got women and drugs there, so just...
What's the difference when you're dead?
I don't know.
That'd be the question I would ask.
And then maybe poking me with something. I don't know. What's the eternal damnation or fire? I don't know.
Non-believers are firmly expected to be left behind, so if you don't notice anything unusual happening on Tuesday, that might just be part of the divine plan.
Ah, the old... Well, I do like, too, when everyone... Like, over the years, when everyone says, like, the end is coming and then it doesn't come, then the spin of... Because then some religious leader has to then explain why it didn't happen, but it will happen next time, and then that comes, then you have to keep kind of...
Yeah, you get a glorious re-explanation of what to expect now.
And people keep believing it. It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah.
Faithful TikTokers believe the rapture will arrive today, or possibly tomorrow. The specific date came from Joshua...
Kessel my ass.
Malakela, a South African pastor who claims that he saw Jesus in a vision returning to the world on Rosh Hashanah, which is today. In an interview... on TV, he warned the rapture is upon us whether you're ready or not. He gave his prediction a bit of breathing room, clarifying that the rapture will occur on the 23rd and 24th of September 2025. If you don't, if nothing happens today, don't worry.
No, you're fine.
Still have tomorrow.
Still got that one.
And the rapture is where Jesus descends from heaven and lifts up all his faithful. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the blue light comes and like you get sucked up, but then
like Star Trek.
Yeah, but then I don't know, like, are the rest of us down here then, do we just get to like hang out or like, I think the idea is I don't remember in church. I'm going to be honest, I didn't pay that much attention. But I think the idea is that like they all get upped into heaven and then all hell breaks loose on earth. And, like, we're forced to, like, be down here while, like, you know, war and famine and all the other crap.
Why is it that there are sometimes rapture predictions, but then other times apocalypse?
I think that's the same sort of thing.
Prediction. Well, I don't think it is.
No, because I think the rapture is supposed to be the idea of, like, God, like, taking people.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas apocalypse is like, end of the world. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think, again,
look, you're the expert on this.
But that's the sad part. I say all the time, like, I should not be the religious expert. I was a lie. That's true. I believe the idea is that the rapture precedes the apocalypse.
So everybody's saved before the world ends?
Yes.
Everybody like, that is a believer?
Yeah, everyone that's cool gets to not, they don't have to experience the crap. And then the rest of us have to wallow in all of this. And then, like, it's, I think that's the point.
Okay.
So do what you're supposed to do, and then you don't have to deal with any of that. You get the blue light.
Well, I don't think it can be the rapture because Isaac Newton told us in 1704 that the world would shift in 2060. So we still have time.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And with hair,
so that's
like
your personal science rapture?
Well, yeah, 2060? He did say that.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So that's what you're running with, though?
Some sort of pole reversal thing?
We're not ready yet.
I got in trouble once. I didn't get in trouble, but I was scolded. They were talking about this in like the end of times, and like, it's like, if you read like the Bible, it's like the end of times is not good. It's like, it's billions of people dying. And there was like someone in there that was like, I just hope I'm around to see it. What a glorious thing. And I was like, really?
It's not supposed to be beautiful.
Oh, I'm like, I get like, you get like, the idea is like at the end, you get to like meet everybody, but like, you want to see like friends and family members, like, and billions of people die. And then
you
want
to tell me you're looking towards the other side? That's one thing. You tell me you're excited to see that go down? Nuh-uh.
That's got
to
do something. And then I was told Brother Sicanica,
brother,
basically can it. Touchdown six, brother.
Did you tell him that?
My input was often
touchdown
not.
Touchdown six, brother.
My opinion was often not wanted.
Brother Sicanica.
I was Brother Sicanica.
Touchdown
though.
Six.
Yeah. Touchdown six, brother. See, I should have dropped that.
You've seen pictures of Isaac Newton. You know what that dude looks like?
I think I have an idea of what he looks like, but I think those are all like drawings. I don't like. Doesn't he kind of have
I guess it wouldn't be pictures.
Yeah, doesn't he have like the.
His hair?
Like, the, kind of the curly, dude, like the British
it
wig.
It is wild. He looks so absurd.
I'm checking. Yeah, he's got the. Yeah, that's a wig. He looks like one of like the. Like the British dude.
How could you take him serious? I mean, I know he was a scientist and, you know, knew his stuff, but how could you take that?
I do appreciate, though, if you've seen a photograph. He was born in 16.
Is it one of those fashion things, though, where, like, we think that independently he looks like a doofus, but, like, everyone back then looked like a doofus, so he just looked average?
Yeah, I'm sure it was normal then, but, I mean.
That's what you did, man. You wore those wigs.
So it's really just an indictment on the era and their fashion.
Yeah, no question, but look at him.
Well, I think you had to wear that wig because, like, your head was, like, rotten and had scabies and all that other stuff.
What are you thinking? So he was in the 1700s,
yes,
right? So, all right, let's fast forward 400 years. What do you think they're going to be saying about our photos?
Yeah.
Hey, look at those.
Dude, I look at photos. I look at photos from, like, 15 years ago, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Look at that bald guy, that radio host guy. Who's this guy?
Dude,
look at his beard.
I guarantee at some point I'll look back on this. I've had this thing going for like 5 years.
Okay.
I'm like, whoa.
All the dudes were bleaching their tips, huh?
Yeah.
And wearing puka shell necklaces.
That's right. We both did.
Dude, in my wedding all those years ago, what was that now, like 20, 25 something years ago, I wore a Mandarin collar tuxedo.
Oh, like the non-fold over?
Oh,
little, yeah.
God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I had like a goatee.
What regret.
I know. I look at that thing and I'm like, oh, man. What was that?
So the people of the year 2400.
Yeah.
What will they say about the Guy Fieri videos?
Exactly.
Like straight to Flavortown.
Nice bracelets, guy. Has there ever been a look like that like
that was cool?
I mean, I guess like I think like the Elvis, like the or like maybe like the leather jacket, the Fonzie, like that endures. Like Levi's and boots, white t-shirt, leather jacket, like that still works. But for the most part, yeah, you're going to look like a chump.
And I get that everyone wore wigs back then, but couldn't you have cooler wigs? Like, why that?
That was the style.
What are we
doing?
What are we doing there?
The 20s and 30s, I still think, holds up. Like, the kind of that.
Oh, yeah.
The Gatsby sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
You know? Then before that, I'm trying to think like another like era that like looks kind of everything back then was just everyone was
like you wear like a loincloth with
well I was gonna say like the old West, but everyone was just dirty and funky and it was all hot.
Well,
but
you look cool. You look cool.
I guess
depending on your hat.
Yeah, gotta have a cool hat. Golf bro, that's not gonna age well. The Costco quarter zip.
Well, yeah, because if you look at old golf videos, even old, like Tiger, and it's
Yeah.
That's not even that old.
No.
It's just like...
Ooh. Golf stuff ages poorly.
I saw a gallery the other day of what the women used to wear on the LPGA Tour in the 90s. Oh, my God. It looked like they were going to, like, Tupperware parties or something like that. They got all these bangles and scrunchies and crazy Cosby sweaters. It was nuts.
Dude, anytime.
Cosby sweaters, huh?
Yeah. The Cosby
loud,
sweater
colorful.
Was a thing.
I mean, we know about him, but, you know, his sweaters were iconic.
I remember even making fun of swag. Short shorts were like all the rage. And then it became like the worst thing in the world. And we used to make, when Swag was our producer, he used to wear the ball huggers all the time. And then everyone went to the and one look. And now, dude, the short shorts are back, man. I don't know if they're quite like the ball huggers, but everyone's wearing short shorts now. Swag is back in fashion.
I kind of wanted to see the wang.
Yeah. It's the thing.
So you're saying in 400 years, they'll be looking back at pictures of Swigard going, wow.
Well, I'll tell you right
this
now.
This guy.
I love your peanuts, man.
Well, look, if you wore shorts past your knees or you wore 5-inch inseams, the one that would look out of place and bad is the shorts past your knees. But give it time, and I'm sure it'll swing back the other way. Mom jeans are in now. Everyone's wearing, like, the super high-waisted jeans. That's a thing.
Well, and the kids are now back to almost, it's not quite the JNCO look, but just the giant, like, barrel-sized legs on jeans.
Yeah.
Dude, here's the text. It says, when a future alien see a picture of me with my KJON rock t-shirt and my Seattle Blues with the bell bottoms and my comb out the back pocket, they're going to know I rocked some ass.
I don't know if you do this, but I actually did it today. I want to say about twice a year I go through my closet. Mainly because I'm not allowed to have any room in my closet. The BDJ takes it all up. But about twice a year I go through and I just get rid of crap. And today I bet you I put 30 different things in a plastic bag and I'll just donate them or whatever. And some of the stuff I look at that isn't that old, that's like maybe a year or two old, and I ask myself, why did I?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why? What have I done?
Like, I bought that? And I'm like, I've worn it one time. Like, I didn't even go through a phase where I liked it, and yet somehow I convinced myself to buy it, wore it once, and was like, nope.
You know what's weird about that, though, is that when you buy something that ends up being like a go-to staple for you,
yeah.
When you buy it,
yeah.
You don't know that it's going to be that.
No.
You know?
It just happens.
It's weird what becomes the staple and what doesn't.
Yep.
So you don't, it's hard to predict.
That's why I keep a fresh rotation going. Got to find out. Trial and error.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We will be back tomorrow, I think.
I've got to go get a Hitler cat.
I'm sorry, what?
A what?
I have a friend of mine's daughter that I'm like Uncle J to, and we were over at her place for dinner, and she has a cat named Spinach. And I liked what Spinach was bringing to the table. And she's like, you should get a cat. And I was like, I don't need a cat. And I was like, and so I told her about cats that look like Hitler. Have you seen that website?
Yeah.
No.
There's a website called
that
Cats Look Like Hitler, and it's hilarious. And I said, find me a cat that looks like Hitler, and maybe I would do it, the comedy of it. She just sent me a text at the Oregon Humane Society right now. There is a Hitler cat. She's like, she goes, what? I'll probably have to join a white supremacist. She's like, what are you waiting for? Look at this thing. This is currently at the Humane Society in
Oregon. Oh. Wow.
It's a full-on Hitler cat.
Wow.
And it's just, it's
you're
like,
going to go get that thing?
No. But she said it to me, and she's like, go get her right now.
No, they don't.
It even has like the one black ear inside of a head, so it kind of looks like the comb over and then the black mustache. I just think the idea of having a Hitler cat is hilarious.
All right, we are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.